that Reuben was standing together with them. So we had three, so that each one should bring a comtare, only comtare, one. Because Sofik Tumim Mishizarabi is Vikitoria. But the same aloche of Sofik Tumim Mishizarabi is Vikitoria is deduced from the Xerasakosum of Seite. So we learn how Maseite Beil Vinivel is only two. So it's Tome. Mashenkin, if we have three, Mishizarabi, so it's Toya. So, but we cannot learn out from Seite that each one is Tome Biterasva, is Toya Biterasvadai. Because we know that one is Tomei. So just as we cannot apply the aloche of Sofik Tumei B'Shisayochid, Sveiki Tomei B'Tirasvadai in the case where we know that one of them is Tomei. So similarly, we cannot apply the aloche of Sofik Tumei B'Shisarabim, Sveiki Toyeya, if we know that one is Tomei. That it's Vadai in the case. So why do the Gemara ask? The answer is, when the Gemara asks, in regard to Sofik Tumei B'Shisarabi, Sveiki Toyer, where there is a Cheskas Tare, so then, on two grounds, if there is a Sofik Tumei B'Shisarabi, and there is a Cheskas Tare, so then on two grounds, it is Toyer. One ground is because of a special Yalfuse from Seite, and then because of Cheskas Tare. Now, why shouldn't we say that the Sofik Tumei B'Shisayochid also, if there is a Cheskas Tare, that we should say Sveike Toheir? The answer is that the Xeras HaKosov, that we do not apply Cheskas Tare in Sofik Tumei B'Shisayochid. But Masheinke in Sofik Tumei B'Shisarabim, so there are two separate reasons as to why Sofik Tumei B'Shisarabim should be Sveike Toheir, if there is a Cheskas Tare. One is because of the Yalfuse from Seite, and if there is a Cheskas Tare, there is an additional reason, because of the general principle that we are telling Cheskas Tare. So Mele, this Yalfuse from Seite is not Shayach when we know that it will be contrary to the facts. But the other reasons, because we are telling Cheskas Tare, the Shayach even when we know that it is contrary to the facts. The best raya is the price of Shnei Shvilim. Now, there is a loche of Shnei Shvilim. So, there are two Shvilim, two paths. And one path is Tomei, there is a mess in that path. And one path is Toya. And then Reuben and Shimon, one walked on one path, and Shimon walked on the other path. They didn't walk on the same path. Now, one of the two paths is Tomei. One of the two paths is Tomei, but we do not know which path is Tomei, whether path number one or path number two. Now, Reuben walked on one, and Shimon walked on the other. So the halacha is that should I consider myself as Toya or as Tomei? If we do not come with Asachas, so then Bezni passes to each one, to Reuben and to Shimon, Yatoya. But it's definitely, one of them is definitely Tomei. So in the one psak of Bezdin is definitely in conflict with the facts. Still, the halacha is that if they come b'zeh achazeh, so Bezdin passes to each one yatoya. You know that the mechayishish you can enter the mikdash, everything. But we know that one of them is done. That one psak of Bezdin is contrary to the fact, to the mitzvahs. Still, we apply the concept of chazoki. So we see that as far as the concept of chazoki is concerned, that we are telling on chazoki de mikore, that can be applied even if we know that in the course of both chazoking, so it's contrary to the facts. That's in regard to applying the principle of chazoki. So the principle of Chazok and Mikore we can apply even if we know that it's contrary to the facts. Masheim came in regard to the other halacha, the Alfuse from Seite. So when do we learn out? Sofik Tumei B'Shisayochid Sveiki Tomei, if we don't know that it will be contrary to the facts. When do we learn out from Seite? Sofik Tumei B'Shisarabim Sveiki Tomei, if we don't know that it's contrary to the facts. But if we know that it's contrary to the facts, then we don't learn. But as far as the Din of Chazok is concerned, even if we know that it's contrary to the facts, we can apply the principle of Chazokah. So this is what Teisa says. V'akata my tirets. The hash tahav lo yisofik tom b'shal yochid v'av levad etomi kinmucha b'reish nide. Gav imi kve shen ibn tzuchosa dekom a rabshim b'reish sa yochid teil. Upo rachaz v'im yiseite gam min lo. Am I teilin v'im ki tavay lo yisi kom tume lo yi kom tare kmo yi bikore de sal v'ray dav rishu sarabim di po lo yisi kom tare elo vada hai me taime lo ma yisi kom tume grede ki hava rishu sa yochid b'shal yal filo yiseite lo yidobo shi yochid lo yis. Kmo yiseite v'ze vada yisho yi nitmi shneye. It's contrary to the fact. So then the question arises, so why did the Gemara at the very outset ask, when the Gemara assumed that there were three in that place, that everyone should bring only kom tare, every nausea, not kom tume, but how can we learn out from Seite, it's contrary to the facts? The answer is, as far as the Alfuse from Seite is concerned, in Chaname, we couldn't learn out, we couldn't apply that aloche, but it's on the basis of Chazok. אבל מקור את הסל גדאי דלאבי ששרה במליך את המייסי שניים קודם תארי אף אגב שבד היה יחד מהם נתמו דלאב מסיידי גם רינה לו אלו מתאר לו לו הוא מכי על דמוקמינון כל חד וחד וחזק הסתארת ויש לי מה או so we see from that gemore in Osia that the aloche that only the aloche of sofik tume bishis ayochid sveiki tome. Only the aloche of Sofik Tum Mishis Ayochid Zvik Tome is learned out from Seite. But the aloche of Sofik Tum Mishis Arabim Zvik Toye, we don't have to resort to Yavis from Seite. That we can establish that proposition on the basis of Chazoke. And on the basis of Chazoke, we can apply it even in a case where we know it will be contrary to the Mitzies. Oh. So the kashi is, so why does the Gemara say, Hoso milchese gmira lo miseite? Why does Rove say, Hoso milchese gmira lo miseite? Ma seite b'shus ayochid, aft meyo b'shus ayochid, aftum b'shus ayochid, ma sheinki b'shus arabim, so seiki toye. No, we don't even have to resort to seite. That is on the basis of Chazoke, not miseite. That's the Kashi of Teisves against Rove. Rove says that the reason is why Sofik Tumei Mishus Arabi is Veiki Toi. It's because we learn out from Seite. But we see that's not on the basis of Seite, Yalfus of Seite. That's because on the basis of Chazoke. So if it's on the basis of Chazoke, so Mimele, let us apply to Zakone too. And we don't apply it to Zakone. So it should be a raya that Chmira Zakam to Minsure. You see, Rove was answering Abaye. Abaye tried to prove that there is a distinct, fundamental distinction between Zakone and Isaya. Because we see that by Sofik Tumei Mishus Arabim Misveki Toer. So Rove said, no, there is no distinction between Zakone and Isaya. Isaya is just as chamur as Zakone. So, but then you ask, why is Sofik Tumei Mishus Arabim is Veiki Toya? That's especially Alfuse. Gabi Tumei. The Sofik Tumei Mishus Arabim is Veiki Toya. But we see from the Gemara in Nozia that we don't, it's not on the basis of Sofik Tumei Mishus, not on the basis of the Alfuse from Seite. Because we apply it even in a case where there couldn't be any Alfuse from Seite, even in a case where we know it will be contrary to the Mitzies. So it's a general principle because of Chazoke. So we see Ligabi Isaya, we are telling Chazoke, but Ligabi Sakone, we are not telling Chazoke. So Sofik Maimi Gulim, we are not telling Chazoke. We don't say, since yesterday it wasn't contaminated by Nochosh, so today too we can assume, we can take it for granted that it wasn't contaminated by Nochosh. So it's a good raya. V'yesh leima adi miseite gam rinu litaya b'shus rabi mechel lek Chazoke litar. כי היה מקווה שנמדד למצוא חוסר. דילק חזוק על איתר, די משום העמיד המקווה, חזקה שולם עד הרבי העמיד, חתום על חזק עושה. ומתי הרב שימן בשוס הרבים, שנרמנו מסעיד? Now, there in the Mishnah, we have a machleke between Rabbonon and Rab Shimon. Mikve shenimdad in Nimtza Choseh. So the Rabbonon say, Kol tare shenimtza al gabov, shenaz al gabov, is tmei. Because he started a race. So it's not even Isofik. So even the Shusarabim, so it's Tomei, because of Tatal Reyes, Mashiachim Rav Shimon, he rejects the concept of Tatal Reise. So according to Rav Shimon, if a mikveh was nimtad v'nimtzochoseh, so let's say a mikveh was measured, it was inspected in Nisim, and it was found out to be shleim, memso, then between Nisim and Tishrei we didn't inspect the mikveh. In Tishrei we inspected the mikveh, we found out it only has lametzo, not memso. So the question arises, all the tares that were handled between Nisan and Tishrei, should we consider them as tmeis? And let's say a person was mitayer himself between Nisan and Tishrei, and he wasn't tameil since that time. Should we be allowed to enter the Azor? Or not? Should he consider himself as a Toyo or as a Tom? So the Rabbonim say that Kol Tarish Naso Al Gabov. Kol Tarish Naso Al Gabov. So he stayed. He says, Nei, I'm sorry. Even Birshus Arab. Why? Because we have Tatal Reis. Because we have here a conflict between two Chazokis. On one hand, we have the Cheska Shleim of the Mikveh. Because in Nisan, the Mikveh was definitely a Shleim. On the other hand, we have the Cheska Stomei of the Gamo. Because prior to the time that he immersed himself in the Mikveh, so he was certainly Tomei. Or the Cheska Stomei of the Kele. Prior to the time that the Kele was immersed in the Mikveh, it was certainly Tomei. So we have a conflict from the point of view of the Cheska Shleim of the Mikveh, we should say, since in Nisan the Mikveh was definitely Shleim, or now in Tishrei we know that it is Chaseiro. The question is, how about all the tefillahs that took place in the Iyar and in Siman and Tammuz and in Nov and in Elul? Did they take place while the Mikveh was still a Shleim? Or did it take place when the mikveh was already chaseiro? So from the point of view of the Cheska Shleim of the mikveh, we should say, since in Nisan it was a Shleimo, so in Iyar, in Tammuz, in Nov, now it was also Shleimo. Now it's a chaseiro, so only in Tishrei became chaseiro. This is what we should say from the point of view of the Cheska Shleim of the mikveh. From the point of view of the Cheska Stomei of the Gavre or of the Kele, we should say, since prior to the immersion of the Gavre or of the Kele in the mikveh, he was Tomei, so now too it should be considered Tomei. So if there is a conflict between two Chazokes, so the two Chazokes should cancel out each other. So Mele, we should say, if the Sofik occurs in Rishis Rabin, it should be considered Toyer. If the Sofik occurs in Rishis Yochid, it should be considered Tomei. But this is what Rav Shimon says. But Rabbon, they say no. Here, even in Rishus Rabin, it should consider Tomei. Why? Because one Chazoke has no Reise. And the other Chazoke has a Reise. The Chazoke of the Cheska Shleim of the Mikveh. So originally it was a Shleimo, but now it's Chasero Lefareinu. So has a Reise. Mashiachim, the Cheska Stomei of the Gavre, has no Reise. So when there is a conflict between a Chazoke that has a Reise, and the Cheska Shleim of the Mikveh, and the Chazoke, the Cheska Stomei of the Gavre of the Kele, it has no Reise. So the Chazoke that has no Reise prevails over the Chazoke that has a Reise. That's called Tatal Reise. So the Mele, everything is considered, it's considered Tomei, even in Rishis Rabin. But Rav Shimon rejects the concept of Tatal Reise. So here we have two Chazokes against each other. So Mele, it's considered like no Chazoke, they cancel out. So in other words, that's an example of a Sofik Tumei Rishis Rabin where there is no Cheska Stare. Because usually, whenever you have a Sofik Tumei in Rishis Rabin, you do have a Chazoke. Because the question arises in connection with, let's say, Kikah Shel Truma. Did it touch or didn't it touch? Originally, it was uncontaminated. Now the Sofik is, maybe it became contaminated. So you have a Cheska Stare. So usually there is a Cheska Stare. But Tesis mentions an example where there is no Cheska Stare. Because there is a conflict between two Chazokes. So he says, "V'yesh lo vadi misaytik amulim litar b'shus rab mechid lekhazok litar." Kaidi mikashin intenim tzochosem lekhazok litar. Di mishumamid memik lecheske sholem. So according to Rav Shimon, adarabe hamitom al cheskose. So there is a conflict between chazok, so they can slow out each other. Umitayr Rav Shimon b'shus rab mishin amulim misaytik. So there we have to resort to yalfus and famseid. So in such a case, we couldn't apply if it's contrary to the facts. We hash to the boy lemeima. Do we make minu bisa chazos kosei? Moi bisa kamte afilei chadi ke chazoke yalfino miseid. So in other words, now Rove wanted to say that what was Rove's avamine? That loich mires akamte misure. So whatever is echsha is considered echsha shel gabi sakone is considered echsha shel gabi isa. Since l'gabi sakone we don't rely, we are not tailing chazoke. So that means l'gabi isa we are not tailing in chazoke either. So that means chazoke is not significant. According to the premise, the assumption of Rove, chazoke is not significant. Because lo yichmira sakamte misure, and liga visa visa kone, so chazoke has no significance because we have to be cheshish for Miami Gulim in spite of the chazoke mikore of not being contaminated by nechosha. So that means liga bisea chazoke is not significant either. So that means that according to the hamamin of Rove. According to Hava Mine, there is no halacha that we are tilling chazoki. Chazoki is not significant. Just as chazoki has no significance vis-a-vis sakone, so chazoki has no significance vis-a-vis. So it has no significance vis-a-vis. So Mimele, the only possible reason as to why Sofik Tumen Bishus Arabim should be toyer, it's because of especially Alfuse. And from the point of view of the Alfuse, so it's only Shayach when it's not contrary to the Mitzies. But if we know that in the long run it will be contrary to the Mitzies and Yechanamid, then we can deploy the Alfuse. This is what he says. V'hashli boi lemeima, v'yichmina b'yisar ha-chaskosei, v'moi v'sakamte, afil yichad ike chazoki alfil miseite, v'yichad li'efshol imelot miseite, kaini shinizirim, moi nita mesofik mike chazoki, v'ayi pirche dihosom, hava lifim askone dihoche. So when the Gemara knows the rest, the kasha, when the Gemara assumed that they were Shimon and Levi to Nizirim, and Ruvin was also standing with them in Maimed Echot. So it was three. So the Gemara said that each one should be mechuyev to bring only komtare. So it wasn't on the basis of the Alfuse from Nozir, but it was on the basis of the principle of Chazoki. And that's according to Maskone of the Gemara, that we rely on Chazoki. But right now, Rove was assuming that we don't rely on Chazoki. We don't rely on chazok. Vayi pirche d'osam avu maskon yoche das nimos chazok. V'chein dovo shim bidas lisho yoda besviki toya yalfin meseite haneich en leke chazok. Ke ayin itin ikshin imtso bisad yisod im tayre meyer. Why? Because reifti meikis mitapris. And biso. And miu teinu mitapris biso. And then we have a cheskas tare of the iso. So, smeich miut el chazoke, so have we palgo palgo. So, mele becomes isofik ashoko. So, since it's isofik ashoko, and since it's in vidas lishoel, so mele versus rabbin, it's veike. So, they are no. So, even rishus ayochid, even in rishus ayochid, so it is toy. Because of Chazoki, the entire Reb Meir Mishim David asked Lishoil mitam smich mitul Chazoki, v'avrei palgu palge kedamuna biyivomes v'im teima u'misei teichem otzolim meilav v'osei teis leches kastares. This is a kasha. How can you learn out that Sofik Tumen b'shus ayochid is veikei? So how can we learn out from Seite that Sofik Tumen b'shus arabi, even in the case where there is no cheskastare? Like the case of Mikveshim in Dadim Tzachosa, I'll be the Rav Shimon. where we have two chazokes in conflict with each other. So we say that Birshus Rabbi Mistoya on the basis of Cheskas Tare. I'm sorry. So we not the basis of Cheskas Tare, on the basis of Yalfus from Sainte, because of the Tumei Birshus Rabbi, according to Rav Shimon. So Mikveshin the Nutzachoser, so Birshus Rabbi Mistoyes. Not on the basis of Chazokes, because we have two Chazokes in conflict with each other, but on the basis of Yalfuse from Seite. But how can we learn out from Seite? By Seite, so we say, we see that the Torah asked the issue of the Bible, Viteras Vadai, only Bishus Ayochi, but not Bishus Arabi. What did it mean, not Bishus Arabi? So this is in Seite, and we need to explain it. How can we visualize a case of Seite Bishus Arabi? Monefshech, if she was listed on the street, so that's not stira. Stira means privacy. If she's listed in the presence of three people, so that's not stira. Stira means that she had privacy with that man alone. So if there were three people around, so then it's not yichud. So it's not stira. So Teisve says in Nida and Teisve in Seita says, let's say, suppose there are three people around, but it's dark. But at night and a fail. So the mele, it can be considered still. In the daytime, if there are three people around, so then it's not still. But if, let's say, in the nighttime, and ba fail, and it's dark, and people cannot see, but there are three people. She was misyached with him, and there were three people in the same place, but it was dark, and they couldn't see. So it has a halashim still. It's considered a still. As Yehud, since you can see. So mainly in such a case, if let's say the Baal would be become a Lish, Altista Rishbaina, and then at night Ba'afelo in a dark corner with three people around being present, she was mistata with him. So then she will not be Asur Lebailo. Why? Because when does the Torah say Vinit me or that she's Asur Lebailo? Only when there are two people around, not when there are three people around, even if it is a mitzias of stira, of privacy. So the question is, how can we learn out that if the issue, la'achakim, is mistate here, ba'afelo, ba'layo, and with there are three people, and it's a rishus rabbi, there are three people around, altogether, so then she's not a solid bayo, because the Torah assert say the only Bishus Ayochid just when there are two people around, not when there are three people around. But so how can we learn out that in Seite, that just as by Seite, Bishus Arabi, so she is Teir Lebailo, so in every Sofik Tumei Bishus Arabi, so it's Toye, but by Seite Bishus Arabi, that she is Teir Lebailo, she has a Cheskas Tare. She has a cheskas tare, cheskas kashchas, a cheskas tare lebayo. Masheinke in the case of mikveh shenimdat v'nimtzo choser, according to Reb Shimon. So we have two chazokes in conflict with each other. So we do not have a cheskas tare. So why should Reb Shimon learn out mikveh shenimdat v'nimtzo choser b'shus rabim that it's teiro from seitim b'shus rabim? Seitim b'shus rabim, there is a cheskas tare. Masheinke in the case of mikveh shenimdat v'nimtzo choser, according to Reb Shimon, there is no cheskas tare. Vim tema umisei dir was la mila was seit is das das tage wie ich tema kim die kinder und wie ist ro ich hab weil mit dom wie ist ro has kos so the answer is by say that there is no hazokina because since it's kinder und wie ist ro so ich hab weil mit dom so that breaks the hazoket that undermines the hazok it undermines the hazok I mean it rebuts the chazoke, the cheskas kashas of the isha, the cheskas tare of the isha. And still the Torah says that only if there are two people. So, but if, let's say, the yichud takes place in the rishus rabbi, in balaylo, ba'afelo, so then she's muteres lebaylo. So we see that sofik tume b'shus rabbi, mzveiki istoye, even when there is no cheskas tare, because by seite, the original cheskas kashres and Cheskestare of the Isho is undermined as a result of the Raglai Lidom, Shekinol of Nisro. Oh, so then this is not the Rashi. Vim Teima, Kol Tzofik Tumah Bishus HaYochid, Milon Yitomei, Hirin Yirki Cheskestare, Yil Miseite O Yisro Chazoke. So now Tetzves is the Kashe from the other end. So he says, Somon Efshech, if we say that by Seite, the Cheskestare of the Isho is undermined as a result of the kin of the raglaim lidovo, of the circumstantial evidence, because by seite, so there is a certain degree of circumstantial evidence kin of venisto, so mainly that undermines the cheskestare, the cheskeskashres of the isho. So how can we learn out that sofik tume bioshus? Even in face of a cheskestare, usually whenever you have a sofik tume, whether sofik noga, sofik loy noga, you have a cheskestare. You have a cheskestare. Let's say sheres bifichuldo, bifichuldo maleches al gabi gikori shel truma. So, and the question is, did the sheres touch the kikri shel truma or not? So, you have cheskestare, because originally the kikar shel truma was toyer. So, the usual case, we have a cheskestare. So how can we learn how tzofik tumah bishus hayochid from seite, that sveike is tomei from seite, but by seite there is no cheskestare, because the cheskestare is undermined on account of the circumstantial evidence of kinul of venistel. Vim teima. Vim teima kol tzofik tumah bishus hayochid non mitomei chedik cheskestare yim miseite o yisro chazoke v'yishleima ligamrin on shaper miseite doson hakosov kivadai v'loi mikminu hacheskose de'afo gav di'yisro chazoke mikol mokein yim mikminu lechazoke lohoyo lo li yisvadai teyo. So Tesis gives the teretz that even though by Seite the Chazok is Isra, the Cheskestare, the Cheskeskashes of the Isho was Isra, but it doesn't mean that there is no Chazok altogether. There is a Chazok. It's only a Chazok Shehuro, a Chazok that was weakened, but a Chazok it is. It's still Chazok. Now what does Tesis mean? Tesis means the following. I mentioned already here in learning Chum that Chazoko, that being Chazoko and being Rov, there are two kinds of Rov and there are two kinds of Chazoko. There is one kind of Rov and one kind of Chazoko that is Imivare. Now let's say, suppose now a woman wants to get married. So somebody marries her. Why shouldn't we be cheshish? Maybe this woman got married already and she didn't get a get. Anytime a man marries a woman, why don't we have to be cheshish? Maybe this woman, he knew the woman, from the first day that she was born, so he knows that she was never married. But suppose he marries a woman. So someone in Chicago marries a woman that moved to Chicago only a year ago. So maybe she was married at one time and she didn't get a get. He's married to Shish now. So there is no aloha that when someone marries a woman, so he has to make an investigation as to her pedigree, and as to her status, from the first day she was born, there is no such aloha. The answer is because we rely on Chazok and Mikore. Now, this woman was born unmarried. So Mimele, we can safely assume that she remained unmarried unless he finds out that she was married. But until he finds out that she was married, he can safely assume that she never got married. That's the principle of Chazok and Mikore. So in such a case, Chazok and Mikore is a raya, is a mivare. And in such a case, so So it's effective even with Gabi Nefoshes. Now suppose a woman and someone commits adultery, is born in Ishishish. So the Chayiv Nisei. How do we know that she's an Ishishish? Because we have Eidim. We have Eidim that they saw that he was Mekadisha. She's an Ishishish. But why shouldn't we? How can we meet out Nisei? Maybe she received the get. How do we know? We have Eidim that she got married a year ago. But maybe since a year ago, she already was divorced. Why doesn't she show the get? She lost the get. I mean, it's possible to lose the get. The answer is, since we have Eidim that she got married, so we take it for granted, even vis-a-vis the nefoshes, that she remained married, she was not divorced, unless she shows the get, too. So it's a riot. But if she doesn't show that the status quo has changed, so then we take it for granted, even vis-a-vis the nefoshes, that the status quo remained. So in such a case, Chazok in the Mikor is a Mivar. Chazok in the Mikor is a Mivar. But the Rishayim say that if, let's say, a woman who was married and then she was divorced, and she shows a get, and the get has no zman, all right. A get requires man, but that's only midrabanon. But midraisa even without man, so it's a good get. So suppose she was mizane in here, and then bezin is mikabledes against her in sin, and then she produces a get. So then we cannot meet out mizay, and we cannot say, since originally she was an ishishish, but that ish has terminated as a result of the get. And the question is, when did it terminate? Did it terminate now in Sivan? So then she's still chayemes mise because she was mizane in the year, or it terminated misn in order. So we cannot meet out mise. But in regard to Isa Veheter, we rely even if we know that the status quo has changed already. But the question is, when did it change? So the answer is, Ligabi Isabeheter, so Chazok is effective with Tirazdi, even when it cannot be effective with Tirazdi. But if we know that the status quo changed, and the question is, when did it change? Did it change in Nisim? Or did it change in Iyah? So then we cannot say that it changed at last moment. Why shouldn't we say that it changed at last moment? Maybe it changed every year ago, not yesterday. So that's the reason as to why we cannot meet out Nisim against anyone. If we know that now she's divorced, but we don't know when she received the divorce. So, but the Gabi Saveteya, we rely even on Chazoke, that is who only for him. That is who only for him. So, why? Because Chazoke, there are two halachas in Chazoke. First of all, Chazoke is a Mivare. But, when is can Chazoke be a Mivare? There is no race of him. But if there is a race of Vanenu, then Chazoke cannot be Mivare. But still we rely, Midraise, in only Suriteo, even though there is a race of Vanenu. Why? Because of Midin. Some Mele, Raglaim Lidovo, Sharikinolo Vinistero is a race. But, so that only can undermine the Biru element of the Cheskes Kashrus of the issue. Like this, without the Raglaim Lidovo, this circumstantial evidence of Kinel of Inistero, so the Cheskes Kashres and the Cheskes Tare of Bisha would be a Biru Gomo. Meir Teise, should we be Chishim, that a woman was Mizan. So the Cheskes Kashres and the Cheskes Tare would be a Mivare, because of the Raglaim Lidovo, Shai Kinel of Inistero, after all, he was Mikanen in the presence of two Eidim, Altister in Ishmaili, and then in the presence of Eidim, she was misyached with that man, so that undermines the biru of the Cheskes Kashres and the Cheskes Tare of the Isha. But it doesn't this it doesn't negate the chaskastar. So it cannot be mivare, but it can still be effective with Yerazdi. It can still be effective with Yerazdi. Because it's not such a circumstantial evidence that it negates the chazoki completely. If it had been sometimes, I mean, circumstantial evidence varies. So sometimes the circumstantial evidence is so strong that it can even negate the din chazoki. But this circumstantial evidence of kino v'isto, that's very weak circumstantial evidence. It can only undermine the biru of the chazkas kashres and the chazkas tare of the isho, but not the din chazoki. It doesn't negate the chazoki completely. This is what Teisa says. V'im teima. Kol tzavik tomi shu sayochim na uni tome, yich edi chazkas tare, yim seite o yisla chazoki. Yish lima di gamrinon shabu yim seite, dosa akosuf ki vadai, v'lo yim akminu achaskosi. The Afal Gav Yisrael Chaskoso Mikol Bokem Yimuit Mila Chaskoso Lo Yoli Yisvadek Meyo. If the Gziras HaKosuv by Seite had been that the Seite is Asur Lebailo B'tira Sofik, so then we couldn't learn out that Sofik Tume B'Yoshus HaYochid Sofik Tume B'Yoshus HaYochid is Sveikei is Veike, Tome, in any other case. Because we could say, maybe the Torah only asser the Seite Bitira Sofik in the case of Seite, because Raglaim Lidova Shaikin on Yisro, so we have a certain degree of circumstantial evidence, so because of that we cannot rely on that, and that Chazoki, because it's undermined. Mashein came in any other case where we do not have that circumstantial evidence, so we should rely on Chazoki and Chazkastar. But in view of the fact that the Torah declares that the Sesofik that the Seite is Asur Lebailo B'Tiras Vadai, Asur Lebailo B'Tiras Vadai, so Mimele we can learn out. So we can learn out that even in face of a chazoke, sofik tumah b'shus hayochid is tumah b'tiras vadai. If the halacha of seite b'tiras sofik, so then we could weigh probabilities, chances. So we could say, see that a seite is asur b'tiras sofik because the cheskas tare is undermined substantially. The Cheskas Kashres, on account of the weak circumstantial evidence that is involved in Seite, in Kinelo Vinistro. So Mimele, we cannot rely on the Cheskas Tare of the Isha and the Cheskas of the Isha, because there is a certain degree of circumstantial evidence of Kinelo Vinistro. Mashein came. In the other case of Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaYochid, where there is no circumstantial evidence the way we have by Seite, so there, it should be Toya, we should rely on the Cheskas Tare. But in view of the fact that the Torah declares Gabi Seite, that she's not only Asur B'Tiras Sofik, but she's Asur B'Tiras Vadai. Now, so you could not say that the Torah considers this weak circumstantial evidence of Kinul of Vinistero as a certainty, as a vadai. How could the Torah declare this weak circumstantial evidence of Kinul of Vinistero as a vadai? It's very weak circumstantial evidence, Kinul of Vinistero. So obviously the Torah, here we have a special Zerzakosu. It's not on the basis of probability. Because the evidence of Kinul of Nistro is too weak to make it into a vada. But it's a special Zeras HaKosu that it's a special Zeras HaKosu that even though Klapishmai is Galian Echisteiro, as long as it is a suffix unto us. So she's a sura lebaila b'teras vadai. And in other words, so that means that we don't recognize the din chazaki. We don't recognize the din chazaki. So mele, we shouldn't recognize the din chazaki in every case of suffix to mebishas ayachid. Because here, it's not, in every case of Sofik Tum Mishtayochi, Chazoki could not be in Mibare. Because how could you say that Chazoki in Mikor is in Mibare? Let's say you have a Sheretz Bifi Chubo, and Chubo Malechas Al Gabi Kikya Shal Tumo. So could you say with any logic that since the Kikya originally was uncontaminated, so that's a raya that the Sheretz did not come in contact with the Kikya Shal Truma, or why the Sheretz doesn't have enough chutzpah to contaminate the Kikya Shal Truma that originally was a toya? The Sheretz has enough chutzpah to contaminate something that originally was toya. And we see there is a circumstance that could have contaminated the Truma. The fact that the Sheretz was so close to the Kikya Shal Truma, but we didn't see whether it managed came in contact with the Kikya Shal Truma, or it was very close and didn't come in contact. So we couldn't say that the Chazokni Mikore of the Kikya is Mivaria, that the Sheretz did not come in contact. So over there, we can only apply the Din Chazoki, not the Biur Chazoki. So since by Seite, the Torah says that the Seite is considered as Asur L'Bailo B'Teras Vadai, we couldn't say because of Biro. How could we say because of Biro? Because after all, the circumstantial evidence of Kirill of Inistero is not strong enough to establish a Biro. So this weak evidence of Kirill of Inistero is only sufficiently strong to undermine the Biro of the Cheskas Kashres, but not to negate the Chazoket. Not to negate the din chazoki of the cheskes kashres of the issue. So the kinnur of Inistero is not sufficiently strong to negate the din chazoki. So since we see that the Torah declared the issue asur lebaila b'teras vadai, even though there is a din chazoki, so why shouldn't the Torah declare every sofik to mebishus harabi as Tomi B'teras Vadai, in spite of the Cheskestare, because the Cheskestare, in every case of Sofik Tumi B'Shis Ayochid, so the Cheskestare could not be a Mivare, because there is a Reise. In every Sofik Tumi B'Shis Ayochid, there is a Reise. Otherwise, it wouldn't even be called Sofik Tumi B'Shis Ayochid. Let's say, suppose you have a Kikya, Shal Trumo, in a B'Shis Ayochid. Would we say Sofik Tumi B'Shis Ayochid Tzveiki Tamei? If there is no reyese whatsoever, we only apply the halacha of Sofik Tumi B'Shis Ayochid Tzveiki Tamei if there is reyese. Let's say Sheretz B'Fichulte V'Chulte Maleches Al Gabi Kikore Shel Trumo. So there is a reyese. Or somebody walked in the sode where we know that in that sode there is a mess cover, but we don't know whether the mess is covered here or the mess is covered here. So you cannot apply the Biro of Chazoki. So in every case of Sofik Tumi B'Shis Ayochid, there is a reyese. So this is what Eise says. The Gabrino Shafir Meseyde Dosar Kosot Kuvadai, V'Lekmila Chazkosi, the Avro Gav Dizle Chazkoso. So that means that the Raglayim Lidovo only undermines the Biro of Cheskes Kashres of the Isho, but it doesn't negate the Din Chazoki. So Mimele, in every Sofik Tumi B'Shis Ayochid, there is only Din Chazoke. There is no Biro of Chazoke. How could you say in every case of Sofik Tumi B'Shis Ayochid a Biro of Chazoke? If there is a Biro of Chazoke, so it wouldn't be called Sofik Tumi B'Shis Ayochid. So it's Vadai Tare B'Shis Ayochid. If you find a Kikya in B'Shis Ayochid, you don't call it Sofik Tumi B'Shis Ayochid. That's Vadai Tare B'Shis Ayochid. When do you call it Sofik Tumi B'Shis Ayochid if there is a special circumstance, a reyese, that gives rise to Sveikis? let's say, Nidgabo Mess in the Sode, and somebody walked to that Sode. So we don't know whether he passed over the spot, the particular spot where the Mess is covered, or he didn't. So there was a reason that you couldn't apply the Bureau of Chazak in such a case. So Memele, in every Sofik Tumeb, Bishayochit, every case of Tumeb Bishayochit is analogous to Seite. Because by Seite, there is Raglai Nidovo, that's the reason that undermines the Bureau of the Cheskes Tare of the Isho, but it doesn't negate the Din Chazoke of the Isho, the Din Cheskes Tare of the Isho, and by in every case of Sofik Tumeb Bishayochit. So, since there is a Sofik, that means there is a special circumstance. And that circumstance that gives rise to a Sofik, that circumstance itself is a Reyese. Is a Reyese. And so, Mele sins, so in every case of Sofik Tumeb Bishayochit, there is a Reyese. And so it could, so Chazoke could not be in Mivareya. Chazoke could not be in Mivareya. And, but Chazoke could serve as a din chazoke, to be tailing it. So by Seite too, even though it's not a mivareya, but the chazoke is not negated completely. And still the Torah says that we don't rely on the din chazoke. So in every case of Sofik Tumeb Bishayochit, we don't rely on the din chazoke. We hold the kamvina mefirik ishein, the Yisra Seite litayam shisrabim, the imit rab gidol. The question is, why do we need two yalfuses? One Yalfuse from the Posik in Vayikro Zayin, Posik Yudalev, and the Yalfuse from Seite. So the Gemara says, Dimid Rav Gidl Hava Mini Dova Shei Vidas Meshoel Afin Shisarab Yom Seket Amin. Hava Motsal Meimah, Di Yitzchak Litume Bishisayochi Tav Leiche Dike Cheskel Tare, Dimid Rav Gidl Dio Mahayne, Da Hayne, Hayne Heiche Nuleke Cheskel Chazoke Tare. Now, so for next time, we'll have to go over the Gemara, up to the Gemara, Minon and Milse, the Omer Rabbon and Eike Milse Achaskos, Achazok. There's that feud on the base. Now, those who are in the Gemara, Yitmar Hashekhi Bisaki Vimitzis Gumo Omar Avune Afil Shibbe Ve'atzom Yisholayim. Even though after he was Sheikhed the behemoths, so he used the sakim on atzomis and hard bones, so it's very reasonable to assume that the Bgime occurred as a result of its being of the sakim being handled on hard bones. So we do not assume that it is attributed, the Pgime is attributable to the hard bones. But we are Cheshesh, maybe the Pgime occurred, and the Ravuna is reference to a case where before he started to share the behemoth, he was bathing the Saki. And he inspected it and he saw that it was a good Saki without any behemoth. But so we are still Cheshesh, that maybe before he started the Kodesh Simani of the behemoth, so the Sakim became pogum as a result of cutting the skin. There. Chashinu Shem Be'erimkom, Rav Chisda Omar Kshayim, Sheva Be'etzim Nimkim. So according to Rav Chisda, we attribute the Pgam of the Sakim to the Sakim being handled upon hard bones. So Bishlim Rav Nikishmait, what do you mean Bishlim Rav Nikishmait? Bishlim Rav Nikishmait, because that test on Dale, so Ravune said, Behimo Bechayeo, Becheska Semigli, in other words, in regard to the din where he was Sheikhed, the Behimo, and he wasn't bathing the Simonim after the Shechit to make sure that he cut Rav Simonim. So Ravune says that it's awesome. It's awesome. The Shaila is whether it's just straight fair or it's mitamim to Mesnevel also. But everybody agrees that it's awesome. יצלחו הפוך הסוס הבאכיל, on the basis of Ravunas Deen of Behinu B'chayel B'chetzkas Yisrael. So, here too, Ravunas says, Tashir Misakim Mitzvah Zgumo, even though it's Shiva Bo'atzom Yisrael Yeh, so it's still a cheshish because of the Chazoki of Behinu B'chayel B'chetzkas Yisrael. Now, because of that, so the Ramban Shitty is that according to Ravune, so not only is it Osea, if let's say he was Mishaber Atzomeis and then he saw that a Sakin is Pogo, but even if he didn't see the Sakin that it's Pogo, but the Sakin got lost. So if, let's say, so according to Ravune, if someone is sheichet, he's bedik his sakin, and then he shechts it behim, and then immediately after the shechit, the sakin gets lost. We didn't see that there is an ipgam in the sakin, and he inspected the sakin just before the shechit, so it's also aso, because of behim or bechayeh or becheskas Yisrael. So why? Because the Ramban says, if Ravune would apply his din only to the case where we saw that the sakin is poko. But if we didn't see that the sakin was poko and the sakin got lost, then Ravune would be made it. It's not osea. So why does the Gemara say, Bishloim Ravune kishmaitse? In other words, just as Ravune says in connection with that sheichet, that sheichet behemo and wasn't bathing this morning. So it's osea. Because behemo bechayeo becheskas Israel is. Over there, so we didn't see any reyese, he just wasn't bathing this morning after the shchita. Still, Ravune says, because of Behemo B'chayel B'cheskas Yisrael, that it's asur. And here the Gemara equates this deed with the deed of Abay Sheikhit V'liborak this morning. So just as over there, without any reyese that tends to indicate that Rav Simoni will not cut, Reb Vune says that it's also simply on the basis of Behim B'chayel B'cheskas Yisrael. So here too, without any reyese, even without seeing the sakin problem, the sakin got lost. Maybe the sakin is perfect. Still, according to Rav Vune, it's also. That's the Ramban Shite. Then the Rashba says, Amiri Arabzal, that's probably Rav Yehuda. So he's chilek on the Ramban. And Rav Yehuda Shite is, that when does Ravune say that it's Osea, that is, if the sakin was found pogo? So in other words, so we know that now the sakin is no good. The question is, at the time of the Shechitas Abeimo, was it good or it was no good at that time? So Ravune says it's possible. But if the sakin get lost, so then if Ravune is made it, say that in view of the fact that the sakin was in Bodu before the Shechita and the sakin got lost, so we take it for granted that it didn't become a problem. But then the question is, why does the Gemara say Ravune kishmaitze? Ravune kishmaitze? So the Gemara only means Ravune kishmaitze, not that it's mamish analogous to the case of Asheich Yuliborak Misimon. Asheich Yuliborak Misimon. Over there, Abashir on the bottom simoni without any reyese, so it's osea. Why? Because many times a person shechts and he intends to shecht Rav Simoni and he doesn't shecht Rav Simoni. Mashiachin over here, since he was being the sakim before the shrite, meichatei say he should conjure up that choshe that it became pogum in the sakim at lost. But why does the Gemara say Ravune kishmaitze, just as in the case of Asheich Yuliborak Misimonim? So Ravune asks, because of Behim B'chayel B'cheskas Yisrael. So here too, because of Behim B'chayel B'cheskas Yisrael. But here, on account of the fact that he used the sakim boduk, so he wouldn't have to be cheshish that it's pogum, because it was already observed that it wasn't pogum, it was a sakin boduk. So only because we find the pogum now, so the mele, so the Cheskasiser applies. But if we wouldn't find it, if we wouldn't find it pogum, so on account of the fact that he was bathing the sakin immediately before the shrite, so mele, we wouldn't have to be cheshish. Maybe it's pogum. All right, anyway, it's a machleke between Ramban and Ramiye. As to where, the question is, whether according to Rav Huneh, it's only osea if we find the sakin pogum, there's Ramiye neshite. And according to Ramban, even if the sakin got lost, it's also osea. Because of Behemo Bechayeo, Becheskas Israel. Now this is fundamental machleke. Bishleim was like, Bishleim Rav Huneh kishmaitz, El Rav Chisde, my time, but he has a strong time. Behemo Bechayeo, Becheskas Israel. So why does Rav Chisde say that even if Shiva Ba'atzom is for Ayei, so it's not Oseh. After all, Shiva Ba'atzom, we see. I mean, not Shiva Ba'atzom, but after all, it is a pogrom now. It is a pogrom now. So, maybe why is it good? So, my time. Omar, it's a vada pagan. A Sophic pagan, Sophic loy pagan. Have a sophical vadai. Have a sophical vadai. Vein sophic mates in the vada. Vein sophic mates in the vada. So, in other words, Rav Chisde says, here, even though there is a cheskas iser, but in view of the fact that it's with Shiva Ba'atzom Eskolayim, so there is a circumstance to which it is reasonably attributable. Because we know that when a sakin collides many times with hard bones, so it's likely to become pogrom. So since, now there are two possibilities. Either it became pogrom by its contact with the Eyo Bezashchite, so then the behemoth is asuro, or it became pogrom by its contact with the hard bones. So what is more likely, to become pogrom through a collision with the hard bones than through a collision with this relatively soft tissue of the Beis Hashem. Have a sophic of vadai, in sophic mates in the vadai. Now, what does it mean? Sophic of vadai, in sophic mates in vadai. So the Rashi points out. I mean, sophic and vadai are two exclusive terms. One excludes, negates the other. But what it means. What it means, sophic vivadai, there is, in other words, the sakin is more readily notched, becomes more readily pogrom through the hard bones than through the yabizashim. So that's, so the Gemara uses the lotion. In other words, it's more reasonably attributable to the hard bones than to the soft tissue of the Beis Hashem. So what is more reasonably attributable is called Vada, and what is less reasonably attributable is called soft. When sophic makes in Vada. That if someone was stable and then he found something that is echtzitze, that is echtzitze, afal pishen isasik, beise amin, kolayim kulei. So, one could argue that in view of the fact that he was misasik in something that could have brought about that echtzitze, So it should be attributed to that circumstance that took place after the tefillah. Maybe it shouldn't be required to make a new tefillah. So we don't say unless the Nidval says, I took notice of the fact that I had nothing on my good. So the kashi is against, it's right to Rabune, and the kashi against Rav Chisda says that even if there is a circumstance to which it is readily, reasonably attributable. So Rav Chisda says that if there is a circumstance to which it is reasonable, the pgam is reasonably attributable, then we attribute it to that circumstance. So here too, there is a circumstance. Let's say it was Teivel and Eile, and then he found some thread on his goof, and he was handling thread. He was sewing something, he was sewing a baguette. So there is a circumstance to which this thread is reasonably attributable. And still we do not attribute it, we are not tailor it in that circumstance. So it's a kasha against Rav Chisda is tailored in the circumstance to which that is reasonably attributable. Because the Sofi commits in the Bagai. So the Gemara says, Shana Hosom, Rav Chisda says, Shana Hosom, the Kalimei Maham, the Tomei Al Chesko, say, V'eim Eli Toval. The reason as to why we don't attribute it to this circumstance of the thing upon which he worked, even though it could reasonably be attributed to that Echtzitze, is because there is a Cheskas Yisrael. After all, he was originally Tomei, so he has a Cheskas Yisrael. So until it is proven conclusively that the Tvile was a good Tvile, so we cannot take it for granted that it was a good Tvile, because of the Cheskas Yisrael. So the Gemara Sikashe, so why is Rav Chisda tailor in that circumstance of the hard bones, but it also has a cheskas yisrael until it is proven conclusively, we shouldn't take for granted. So you more in the terrace, no, over there the hazoke of behemu b'chayev yisrael was huro, because harishchutul fanecho, it was undermined, this hazok, because now it is the hazok of behemu b'chayev of cheskas yisrael medes was undermined because we see each other. So the gemara zikashe ochenam haritovu fanecho. So here too we see that it is tovah. So the Gemara says, Ho is yalu b'reyes. In other words, you cannot say tovu b'fanecho, but because if there was a chitze at the time of the tefillah, so the tefillah is no tefillah. There is a reyes. So the Gemara says, kashi, but here too there is a reyes. So why is Rav Chisda tailor in the atzomis? Hochanam is yalu b'reyes, because we see that now the Sakin is broken. So the Gemara in the Teret, Sakin Yisrael, Beheime lo Yisrael. There's a difference. Because over there, so there is a reyesa in the Odom himself. The Shaila is whether the person had a good feel or not, and there is a reyesa. We see that the person has something on his roof that is chetis. Mashiach came. Mashiach came here. So if, let's say, So, since we find the sakin, so even though the sakin is a pogo, that's only a reyese in the sakin, but it's not a reyese in the behemi. So, since there is no reyese in the behemi itself, so melee, so since there is no reyese in the behemi, so melee, we say shchutu lefoneinu, and we cannot say, baby, because he's a remedy.